Moving on to political news, or court news from the courts rather, and Chief Justice Makgoeng Makgoeng's taken a long leave from the Constitutional Court. He's 5 months away from retiring, and unless he cuts his leave short, he has effectively vacated his position as Chief Justice. But what does that mean for the Apex Court? Makgoeng might not be there to chair the Judicial Service Commission meeting that is set to decide the fate of Western Cape Judge President John Hlophe, who's been found guilty of gross misconduct. To unpack this for us, we're joined now by constitutional law expert Pierre de Force. Pierre, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Do you think this is deliberate by the Chief Justice?
That's very difficult to say. I mean, he's entitled to the leave. In recent months, he hasn't really appeared to be enthusiastic about his job. But unless we have more information, it's not really possible to say definitively whether it is or not.
Is there a medical issue or anything that the public is unaware of that's led him to this long leave, or is he literally just burning his leave days and taking a break?
Well, you know, if you're a judge of the Constitutional Court, you're entitled, a bit like us academics, to long leave every 4 years or so. And so he is entitled to this leave. So, there's no other information that suggests that there's anything else, apart from the fact that maybe the Chief Justice is not so enthusiastic anymore about being the Chief Justice.
Pierre, in his absence, what will happen to ongoing cases like the one involving John Hlophe?
Well, the cases in before the Judicial Service Commission, they will continue, of course, but the person chairing the Judicial Service Commission is the Chief Justice, but he won't be there because on long leave. So the acting Chief Justice, Sisi Kampepe, will be chairing that meeting and to decide what is going to happen in that case.
Okay. And what is the process of replacing the Chief Justice involve? Is it a case of the acting Chief Justice just stepping into the position or not?
No. So what happens is, according to the Constitution, the President must appoint a new Chief Justice after consulting the Judicial Service Commission again. So once again, the current Chief Justice won't be there when that consultation happens. Last time around, the Judicial Service Commission interviewed the then soon-to-be Chief Justice before he was appointed. And then once there has been consultation, the final decision is still with the President. And the President can appoint somebody who's already a judge of the Constitutional Court, or can appoint somebody from outside the Constitutional Court to be Chief Justice.
Do you have any suspicion of who that person may be?
I really don't. You know, it would have been... the logical choice would have been Judge Zondo. He still has, I think, 3 years to go before he retires, so it's not impossible. But he's been involved in the State Capture Commission, and the politics might be tricky because if he's appointed, it might look like he's being rewarded. Mm. So I really don't know who will be the new Chief Justice. Some people say maybe it's time for there to be a woman Chief Justice. But it's a bit difficult to say at this point exactly, because the President has basically a complete discretion in this matter.
And Pierre, as an expert in this regard, how would you sum up Makgoeng Makgoeng's term in office?
Sure. He was appointed in very controversial circumstances. There were serious concerns because he had made several judgments which suggested that he wasn't really somebody who took rape seriously. There was the case in which he said that it must surely be a defamation to call somebody gay, but he didn't want to give reasons. And so it started very badly. Then, surprisingly, in the terms of the judgments given and written and so on, with few exceptions, the Chief Justice has been actually quite good. He's not been socially too conservative. Well, some people thought because he's a strong Christian belief that, you know, on issues like alternative families and those things, he would be very conservative, and he wasn't. But I think for the non-judicial parts of being a Chief Justice, I think he has not been very good because he doesn't really seem to have the temperament for being that person, because if you're going to be the Chief Justice, you really have to embody the judiciary and you have to be circumspect and you have to be careful what you say. You have to be unifying everybody, and that I don't think many people argue that he did that.
It's not a job that I would want, that's for sure. Peter Foss, constitutional expert, thank you for your time this afternoon. We'll have to leave it there.